Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Tell me of the God-man who bore all the blame. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. When you preach the gospel, you shouldn't be ashamed.
Have you ever sat and on a Sunday morning heard a sermon where the preacher used the word gospel? It was in there. Does that mean you heard the gospel? The preacher may have used the word law, but does that mean you heard the law? You see, it's one thing to talk about these things. It's another thing to preach them. What is the state of preaching today when it comes to the task of proclaiming both law and gospel? Joining us on this Wednesday afternoon, June the 29th, to talk about preaching, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author of a column in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled Preaching is All About You. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd.
Intrigued by your title, but first I want to know, what do you mean when you say that preaching is a finger-pointing business?
Well, preaching is not talking about something. Preaching is not fundamentally education. It's not fundamentally about learning the Word of God, although all of that will occur. Preaching is a man standing in the office of the ministry, which is given by the Lord Himself through a congregation, and he is presented there to speak the Word, the saving Word of law and gospel, to the people who are set in front of him. He is to speak it as though it were God Himself. Yes, God Himself, God's own lips, speaking a word directly to people right in front of Him. And I guess that would be it.
In that vein, you tell a story in your article about a giant of a theologian that you and several others, Dr. Ron Feuerhahn comes to mind as well, really brought this man to life for a whole generation of Lutherans, Hermann Zase. What was his insight into, in particular, preaching the gospel?
His insights were many, but in this one particular case, there was a pastor's conference in Australia, and the topic of preaching was under discussion, and there was one pastor standing at the microphone saying that, gentlemen, we need to preach more about the gospel. And he was excoriating his colleagues for that. And Hermann Zase, who was, by the time he was elderly, walking with a distinct shuffle, tiny man, probably 5'3", 5'4", he gets the microphone and he says, "I have never, in all of my decades as a pastor, I have never once preached about the gospel. I have preached the gospel." It's a huge point. And this is the reason why so much of our preaching is limp, so much of our preaching does not hit home with people, does not grab people by the neck, does not console them, does not motivate them to live in a way worthy of their calling. It is not our business to talk about the gospel, to talk about forgiveness. It is our task to preach the gospel. That is to tell people right in front, you, my friend, are a damned sinner under the law, and you, without faith in Christ, will go to hell. You, even you sitting here in this church, the best of the moral people, you, without faith in Christ, will go to hell. It is not your church attendance which is going to save you. It is not your so-called moral life which will save you. These things mean nothing in this sense as good works. Your good works are nothing, nothing if you expect to get some favor from God for them. They do nothing but earn you hell. Turn to Christ. Repent. And in repentance, one receives Christ. Christ is preached. You are forgiven. Are you a sinner? You better be a sinner, because Christ came only for the unrighteous, not for the righteous. He comes only for the sick, not for the well. He comes only for sinners. Are you a damned sinner under the law? I hope so. You must be. If you aren't, leave the space. Christ is not for you. We have so little direct preaching of law and gospel these days that I am verily distraught. And I wonder if at times, I wonder if we preachers are preaching the Missouri Synod to death.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, I think I'm beginning to see what Pastor Matt Harrison means when he talks about preaching being all about you. The you that the law speaks, condemning our sin. The you that the gospel speaks, showing us Christ's righteousness for you. We'll be right back.
My old t-shirt. Somebody find me a preacher. Somebody find me a preacher.
A mighty fortress is our God.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is our guest for the next 10 minutes of the program on this Wednesday afternoon, the 29th of June. We're talking about preaching. He's authored a column in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled Preaching is All About You. So, Matt, I think I understand what you're talking about there, the you of the law and the you of the gospel. My predecessor at this microphone many years ago, Don Matzett, had an insight that held me in good stead as a preacher. He says, sins have names. Preach them by name. I sin in a particular way, so do you. What do you make of that, Matt?
Yeah, I agree completely. I often go down the list of the Ten Commandments and just what God demands of us and what he demands of you right in the front pew. Walther says in Law and Gospel, and I would just plead that everybody who hears this immediately don sackcloth and ashes, fall to their knees, and grab their copy of Walther's Law and Gospel. The CPH has a new edition of it that is just wonderfully done. Thesis 6, the law is to be preached in its full sternness. He says there's not supposed to be any ranting about abominable vices. that are rampant in the congregation. But he does say, point them out, but say this: even if you were to quit your habitual cursing and swearing and the like, that would not make you a Christian. You might go to hell for all that. He said, God is concerned about the attitude of your heart. Repent. So I'm all about I'm all for naming sins, but not as though we were just on about cleaning up lives. We're about killing with the law totally, so that this transformation of the heart.
Talk, if you would, as well, Matt, about how when a preacher does as you say he should, he is preaching also to himself.
Completely so. Now, there are many different styles of preaching, and I'm actually quite flexible in all this. But finally, one must use the word you. And if we're afraid to use the word you, that means we're afraid to step into an office that is to speak the word of God to God's people. The pastor, I think, should include himself in the condemnation and make it clear to the people that he does include himself. He can do that by saying, there's not a one of us this does not condemn, not a one of us, from the pulpit to the end of this, to the last pew. But when we have when there's such an attempt made to include oneself in every accusation, I fear that the man is afraid to step into the office which is given to speak God's word. I, in the stead and by the command of Christ, forgive you your sins. Oh, by the way, I'm a sinner too here. You don't do that during the absolution. If including oneself becomes obtrusive so that we aren't speaking the you in the apostolic manner, or in the way Nathan spoke it to David, was Nathan a sinner? Absolutely. But he comes to David and he says, you are the man. That is the kind of law preaching we need.
You cite as that apostolic standard none other than Peter himself preaching, I believe, in Acts chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through that briefly, if you would.
Well, perhaps even before pulling Walther's Law and Gospel off the shelf, we ought to simply look at the sermons in the book of Acts. Peter preaches, men of Israel, God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. You killed the author of life. To this we are witnesses. And then he goes on and he addresses them right away. Turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. That God may send Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive. You shall listen to him, and whatever he tells you, Moses said in the Old Testament. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, and in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God raised up his servant, sent him to you first, to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. That's finger-pointing business right there.
So if the law points its finger and inevitably finds its target in our hearts, in our sinful hearts, does the gospel have a finger to point as well?
Oh my, yes. The gospel has a full fist of fingers to point. You, because you recognize you are a sinner, know you have the gospel. Christ is for sinners, only for sinners. Christ dwells only in sinners, says Luther. Are you a sinner? Good. You must be a sinner to be a believer in Christ. It will never be different. You will always be in the struggle with sins, but to be a Christian, you must know you are ever a sinner and that your works always fall short. You are baptized. God grabbed you by the neck in your baptism, put his righteousness over you, covered you completely with his beautiful white robe of righteousness. God the Father regards you as Christ himself. You have all kinds of good deeds you do, and you worry about the fact that your motives aren't always the best. Nevertheless, in repentance, all the bad stuff is forgiven, and your good works are viewed as though they are the very good works of Jesus the Christ himself. They are that pleasing to God. The changing of a diaper, the serving of a neighbor, the changing of a bed, going to work every day in your vocation, these things are holy and righteous and acceptable to God. The gospel is for you. Christ's body and blood is poured out for you in the sacrament. You're absolved of all your sins when the pastor speaks it. You share the gospel with one another, and it is effective in that sharing. The Lord forgives. He promises not to give you too much to bear. He promises to surround you with his holy angels. And when bad things do happen to you, he says it's for a purpose, that good things may come of it, so that he can take you to heaven. The gospel is so multifaceted that we could never run out of time to apply it.
Two final questions then, Matt. Sounds like you're saying that we cannot preach as Christ has commanded us to preach, either law or gospel, without that word "you."
I do not believe a diet of preaching which cannot say "you" will sustain faith, or can sustain faith, as the Lord intends it to. I just believe it.
If, and I completely share your concern about what you have called this limp kind of preaching, the stale kind of preaching that speaks about law or about gospel but doesn't speak law or gospel, I share your concern there.
That kind of preaching will say something like, well, I know that the gospel makes us feel bad because we don't live up to God's standards. And that's a preaching about the law. That is not the fiery condemnation of Mount Sinai that's going to make anybody convinced that there is any serious problem here with God regarding the keeping of his law. And by the same token, this preaching a limp general Jesus who is good to all people without applying it specifically is certainly not going to raise a dead sinner from death to life.
If we preach as you have said we ought to, as the Bible instructs us to, as the office of the ministry authorizes us to, with the very, as you said, lips of God, the very lips of Christ in law and gospel, what has Christ promised he will do through such preaching?
Kill and make alive. Where it is not received, anger will result. Where the law is received, where the law is not received, one either becomes angry or a hypocrite, some kind of smug hypocrite who somehow fools himself into thinking he keeps the law. That's why preaching of the law has to be stern. But the law actually does what it says. The Word of God is living, mighty, and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the marrow. It does something. It is active. There is a topic worth studying in the Bible, the power of the Word of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It is not our decision. We don't look at the gospel like information. The gospel, actually, law and gospel, kills, and the gospel itself brings to life. It creates faith. It causes spiritual resurrection and takes us to eternal life.
Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he's authored a column in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled "Preaching is All About You." Matt, thank you for your time, and keep up the good work.
Blessings to you, Todd. So great to talk to you.
Now, you heard Pastor Matt Harrison mention this book. It's one that's been on my shelf for more than 25 years, Law and Gospel. It's out in a new edition called Law and Gospel, How to Read and Apply the Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Call and order this book if you don't have it. It is a must. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more about Law and Gospel at cph.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss media coverage of same-sex marriage and the debate surrounding it. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway of GetReligion.org will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.